We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
You're the wrong podcast.
We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again. My energy is super low.
I know.
I will give this disclaimer. My back is shot, y'all, today. I had to go to urgent care. Got a couple shots in my ass. They burned. And one was a steroid shot, one was a pain shot. I'm on muscle relaxers and ibuprofen and Tylenol.
Jesus.
So, yeah. And just like my shirt is kind of messed up, so is my back. So if you say anything about my shirt, you're anti-black. Anyway.
I literally just flew back into Texas like 4 hours ago. So
yeah,
we're both
fucked up.
It's pretty fucked up on the podcast today, but we're here.
We're here, man. Be thankful. I don't want to hear shit in the comments about, oh, we wish the episode was longer. Listen, I can only tolerate for sitting for a while, for a couple of minutes. I had to call in Thursday and Friday to work. I've already called in for Monday.
Take care of yourself.
I can't sit for very long, let alone see patients. Oh, Jesus. I need to get out of this profession.
We're gonna get in and get out today.
Anyway, how was your week this past week?
My week was wild. I was in New York Thursday to today. Went to go see some friends.
That's always awesome.
Yeah.
What'd y'all do?
We ate a lot. I drank a lot. I forget what it's like when bars don't close at 2 a.m. You can just be a menace. I went to bed at like 5 o'clock in the morning for the last 3 nights. The bags under my eyes are not designer, and they're not cute. I saw a picture of myself, and it looks like I got punched in the face. But great times with great girlfriends.
Awesome.
I love New York. The food is so good. The weather was perfect. I saw a dead rat on the street.
Ooh.
What else? Yeah, we saw a psychic.
Ooh, what is a psychic? Okay, let me just say this. I've always wanted to go to a psychic, but growing up in a very strict Christian household and growing up in the Pentecostal church, they always shun upon you going to psychics.
Okay.
But then the church has prophets that do the same thing to a degree.
Same. So I've always been chicken shit. And I was like, I've always wanted to do it. Never have. Sophia and one of our other friends went to one in New Orleans when we went 1 year.
Ooh, that's scary.
And I was like, absolute. I stayed at the hotel. I was like, I'm not fucking going anywhere around it.
Yeah.
And then both of them lost something on the trip. And I was like, it's because y'all fucking went to that psychic.
Oh, yeah. Because
whatever you get, you have to take.
Voodoo and voodoo was real in New Orleans.
Amen, sister. So I got a wild hair in my ass on this trip, and we were all just sitting around at brunch drinking. We were in the West Village, and I was like, I saw this psychic on TikTok, and she's around here. And all these people said that she was really good. Like, she says things, and they happen. And they're like, well, let's just go. Let's walk by and see. So we walked by and see. And we were all just like, it's just like girly time. Mm-hmm. We were like, let's go do this fun thing. We had some mimosas, some wine. I wish we had taken pictures walking into the psychic and walking out, because we walked in and everyone was just like, you know, slap happy, excited. And everyone walking out was like, what the fuck?
Oh, did she tell y'all some crazy stuff?
She just, we're all like older 20s, 30s. So everyone's going through some just shit, just like life shit. And she really didn't hold back. She was just like...
Well, that's what you paid her for. Did you figure you got your money's worth?
I thought this was going to be like a cute and fun psychic, like a reevaluate your entire life psychic.
Well, you're about to turn 30, so it's time.
I know. She's telling people to break up with people. She was telling people to do the inner work. Mm. She told me to get my shit together.
I love that for you.
Stop putting people above myself and
self-sabotaging.
And I was like, you don't know me like that.
You could have paid me, and I've been telling you on a podcast for 3 years.
She was like, you saw that in my palms and my face? That's crazy. And I know that it can be bullshit. Like, I understand a lot of the things she says are like, not generic, but what is the word?
What, broad?
Yeah, they're, let's just go with broad.
Sorry, y'all. I can't really get a cough because it hurts my thigh to cough in my back. It feels like my legs are going to explode. So you're going to hear a lot of in the episode.
This is going to be a great episode for everyone else too.
It really is.
A lot of the things she said can just be like vague. Mm-hmm. So they can apply to anyone. But yeah. She said things to each of us separately that we were like, oh, wait, that's kind of crazy that she would say that. Mm. Or she would say things that didn't really hit. Like she would say, oh,
I was
going to
say, was it spot on as she was saying or not really?
Some of it, when the moment, and I should have recorded it. None of us did. And none of us went together, you know, which would have helped. But also it's just for you. So it's probably good to go by yourself. But when we all were back together talking about it, you know, Sophie would be like, oh, yeah, no, she kept saying that my family was going to have like a celebration or something. I told her we're not going to. And I was like, your cousin's about to get married. She was like, oh, shit, my cousin's about to get married. She would. It was stuff like that we were like, OK, yeah, this is bullshit. And then we would talk to everyone. We're like, oh, no. Did you remember that happened? Or do you remember this thing? Maybe it's about that. So all in all, it was just an interesting. It's weird to have someone you don't know knows nothing about you tell you things, and you can always interpret it how you want, and it could, you know, it could be bullshit. But now I'm just like, I gotta reevaluate my life. And it's even funnier because that, like, a couple days before this, Marissa had texted me because at our old job we all sat in this room together. Mm-hmm. We were very protective of that room. It was our safe space. Since a lot of us have left that job. Mm-hmm. New people have come into that room, and Marissa was talking to one of the girls at work, and they were like, oh yeah, like, well, Alyssa was a scary one and she left. That's why everyone's coming in here. And I was like, I was not the scary one.
I thought I was the scary one.
You were gone. And then I guess I was the scary one. And I told Marissa, I was like, that's bullshit. I'm not the scary one. I'm the nicest one in there.
Jessica's not approachable.
Well, yeah.
And then she's the nicest person in the world.
The psychic was like, you have a very intimidating presence and you need to use it. And I was like, are you in my group chat?
I don't see that you're intimidating.
That's because you're intimidating. You're not intimidated. That doesn't count.
That's very true.
So now I just have to be a big bitch.
Well, I mean, you talked a lot of shit when I first met you, which is why I started calling you every A name in the book but your name.
That's true. I just love to talk shit.
Yes, I don't think that's intimidating, though. I think that's just a part of your personality.
But
that's
then someone else told me that I scared them when they met me. But I think I'm nice.
I think you are nice. I think you break the ice by sarcasm.
Yeah.
And
I'm breaking the fucking ice.
Intimidation is that's inward. I can't intimidate you.
Yeah.
I can try to based on my actions, but you just existing, that has to do with the other person.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was a good time. I like forget. Texas makes me spoiled, I think, like people wise. My interactions with people are very different here than in New York. Like even going out.
Oh, because it's friendly here.
It is very friendly here. Yeah. And then even like going out, like men up, not like we're out looking for men, but like men will approach you, men will buy you drinks for the most part. They're not like super annoying and creepy because also Texas
in
is
New
a
York?
Friendly place. No, here.
Oh.
In New York, it's just like the vibe is very different.
Yeah.
So yeah, I forget. It's nice to have a little culture shock sometimes.
Yeah.
You get used to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if anyone wants to go to New York. Oh, this is a fun thing.
Oh, geez.
I had like 16 missed calls on Friday morning because I went to bed at 5 a.m.
They definitely weren't from me.
No, they were not from you. Mm-mm. Thanks for checking in on me.
Of course.
I went to sleep at like 5 a.m. And so I wasn't answering my phone. My phone was almost dead. I like wake up, re-entered my body. Shit, phone's going off. Answer it. So he was like, oh my God, call your mom. It's like, what the fuck is going
Jesus.
On? Call my mom. She had texted everyone. Alyssa hasn't texted me back. She thinks I'm dying. And it's because she's like, so there's all this crazy stuff happening in New York. She thinks I was going to be mugged by.
It's because you're white safety.
I know. But I was like, I felt like I was in high school. I was like, I'm fine. I went to Europe for a month.
Yeah. So. With no money.
With no money.
Because your account was locked.
Yeah, I've done way more dangerous things than be in New York. But I guess my location was showing that I was in the middle of a street
because of
the apartments and stuff and the whatever so close. So sorry, mom.
That's interesting. Well, it's good that your mom loves you enough to call you.
It is nice. She activated the phone tree. So that kind of made me feel better because sometimes, you know, when you're single, you just always think, how long would it take for someone to realize I was dead?
Yeah.
Or just
because nobody knows your routine. Really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I do know now that I think it would only take less than 24 hours.
That's what I said. If you were missing, I remember you asked me that quite a few episodes ago, and you were just like, what if I was missing? And I'm like, I wouldn't call at all. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't know unless I found out on the news, because yeah. your mom has a GPS on
that's
you.
That's true. Well, and it's hard because I don't have the same. I'm always doing random shit. So I feel like that's why it would be tricky, but my mom's crazy, so that's good.
Yeah. And see, I have somewhat of a, not really, but somewhat of a normal routine where.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you didn't respond to me within, like, a reasonable time, mm-hmm. I would be like, okay, mm-hmm. no, she's dead.
Yeah, because I'm a person who actually responds to messages yeah. and phone calls and voicemails and
an adult
stuff. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But anyway, all in all, good week, I would say.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Well, mine was shit. You didn't ask, but
oh yeah, did shit. You want to talk about your week?
Yeah, my week was short lived because I only worked Monday through Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday I called in because my back was hurting. I could barely walk. And Saturday got even worse and I could barely walk. And I've just been popping drugs, you know, like, but not like the real good drugs. It's just like Tylenol and ibuprofen. I've just been going back and forth with that bullshit.
There's a place for everything.
Yeah. I just wish I had one of those like cabinets at home that was filled with like old narcotics.
Oh, like Quaaludes and stuff.
Yeah. Just so that way I can knock it out really quickly. But yeah. So yeah, I'm just going to rest. But yeah, I think if what's his name? Elon Musk, I've never really approved of anything he's done, but I know he's getting ready to go into that whole like cerebro kind of situation. Yeah. And I feel like if he were to say, hey, I'm soliciting people for back transplants, I might have to sign up.
I wonder what that would look like. I don't know. Rehab wise.
I wouldn't be the first. I would not be the first. I would probably be like the 117th or something.
Okay. That's a good safe spot.
Yeah.
117.
Exactly. But I just, and if you're listening, Elon Musk, this is not for real. So do not kidnap me.
He's like, ooh, a willing participant.
No, definitely not. Maybe I should say 1,017.
There you go.
But yeah, I just need a whole total backyectomy.
Back stuff is hard.
It is, because this is new now. Like I've had sciatica for some time, and it's because of the last job that I had working with patient care, the job that we both used to work at. Mm-hmm. I've hurt my back so many times at that job, and so. It's just exacerbation after exacerbation after exacerbation. Yeah. And usually when it happens, if my sciatica flares up, it's always on my right side and goes down the back of my leg. Mm-hmm. Well, this time it's going down the front of my leg.
That's weird.
Yeah. And it's literally wrapping around the left side and going downward. And like, even anytime I cough or sneeze, I'm so afraid to cough and sneeze because it literally feels like my leg is going to explode. Yikers. It's like lightning bolts down my leg, and I've never felt that.
Not in a fun way, huh?
No, and as a PT, I can't fix myself. Mm. So, all my tricks are not working. So I had to resort to getting drugs.
I love drugs.
And getting shots. I'm telling you, drugs are not all bad, dude.
I'm the first one who was like, "There's a pill for that. You should take it."
Absolutely. And typically, I don't like to, but as I'm getting closer to 40, give me all the drugs.
Yeah, I can't imagine 40 only because after this week, just being on a plane for 4 hours straight multiple times within
four days. It gets worse when you get closer to 40.
Yeah. The way my body can't handle, like, I just cannot hang mm-hmm. like I used to.
Yeah. I keep telling you that.
I know. I'm coming to terms. I'm realizing things. People always said 30. Oh, just wait till 30. Just wait till 30. And I'm like, all these people are fucking pussies. It's going to be fine. I'm fine. I'm 23 and rocking it. They weren't lying. 30 is rough.
Yeah.
It's like a full stop. It's like my transmission's going out.
Do you make noise when you sit down and stand up?
I hear myself. My mom does it, and it always annoys me. And I was like, I will never be someone who does that. And I hear myself doing it
now. At 35, let's have this conversation again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even when you bend down to pick something up. And I'm doing this thing now.
Is it a cathartic thing or?
I don't know. It's just something that turns on in your body. You don't even realize you're doing it until somebody else points it out. Because my grandmother, who is about to be 100 next month, she literally, every time she sits down, she's like, oh, thank you, Lord. So, and I used to be like, you thanking the Lord for being able to sit? I get it. But, you know, like, why you have to make so much noise?
Yeah.
Now, when I try to put on, when I literally tie my shoe in the morning to go to work and I get back up and I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Because you're just thanking Jesus that you were able to stand the fuck back up.
Oof.
It's real. The noises that old people make, it's real. It's just.
How are stem cells coming along?
I think all mine are gone. They're gone. I need somebody's stem injected, cells.
Yeah.
Because this is not. I mean, I was literally talking to my best friend the other day. And I was telling her, I was like, we just graduated high school. Like.
Could have sworn.
Legit. Maybe like 5 years ago. Feels no, like it's been 22. Going on 22 years.
Holy moly.
I know. I still can't believe that. It's insane. But anyway, yeah, I'm praying my back gets better. Y'all say a prayer for you, girl.
I will say a prayer for
and,
you.
If you have any These old narcotics, hands. Thank you. And if y'all have any old narcotics that you don't want to use, I'm not saying send them to me, but I'm not saying don't. Wink, wink. Anyway, you ready to get on into this quick episode today? It's going to be nice and short.
Boy, do I have things to talk about.
Well, you started off, babes.
Aubrey Drake Marie Graham.
Is that really his name, Marie? No. Oh.
But it's got to be for the slutty hoe-ass shit that he was caught doing.
What are you doing?
On the interwebs. Okay, did you see Drake was trending everywhere?
No. So, oh, wait, because of the Megan Thee Stallion thing?
No. So, but yes, that. Yes, and. So, Drake was trending on TikTok, and I was like, what is going on? So, like, every self-respecting adult on the internet, I went straight to Twitter, typed in his name. First video that comes up, it's a video of him, what I would call, like, froggy legged on a bed, supposedly a jet, just going to town on himself.
Oh, he was masturbating.
He was.
Choking that chicken. You never heard that?
I've never
heard. You've never heard choke that chicken? That's what a man jacks. You're young.
I have. Oh my God.
Let us know in the comments if you've ever heard the phrase choke that chicken.
That is.
I think that was a song. Choke that chicken. Choke that chicken. I think that was a song. No
I'm disgusted. Lie. I've never heard that in my entire life.
Really?
No.
Maybe that's an 80s babies thing, but I definitely heard of choke that chicken.
No, wow. But yes, essentially that's what he was doing. And the world was aghast because of how large his chicken was. Because I don't know if you, to me, Drake has always given like below average dick energy.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because he always needs attention.
What was presented in this film was above average.
Oh, there is a song called Choke That Chicken.
I'll play it. I don't want to hear it.
What is Choke That Chicken slang for? To masturbate of a male.
I've never heard that. Wow.
I don't see how you've never heard that.
Because I went to Catholic school.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
So... A lot of people were just like, oh man, Drake has it all. Like music, career, money, women, dick. And I was like, first of all, he doesn't have women because every woman thinks he's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And like, I just need more proof that that was actually his God-given penis.
Did the colors match?
I feel from the grainy video I saw, because I refused to click on the whole thing, because I also don't support watching people's nudes and or sex.
Wait, so did he get leaked or did he put it out?
It's leaked, allegedly. He seemed really chill for it to just be a cute little leak. I don't know.
Maybe it's like the whole Safari thing. Like when Safari's penis came out, he was just like, mash up the place. I knew what I was working with the whole time. And you're like, oh, okay.
I just...
he was huge. I was like, wow, okay.
It seemed darker than it needed to be. Like, he just either sunbathes naked all the time.
Or it's just not real.
Or it's just not real. Allegedly. I just feel like the way prosthetics are going... He's got a whole ass BBL. You don't think he could have added something down there?
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly. I just need someone with first-hand knowledge intimately... To tell me whether or not this is accurate.
Yeah.
I won't believe it until they do.
I just feel like it may not be accurate. Because I feel like, especially in the industry now, men who have bigger penises, I just feel like women go crazy over them. Like right. Ray J, for example.
Like, yes.
And so
Ain't
people
no one
keep
checking for Drake like
Nobody's
that.
Coming after him. Like, oh no. My God, I gotta have him. Like, no. None of his exes. Nobody has ever messed with him. It's not like, I want that again.
Same thing with Michael B. Jordan. Heard he was bad in bed.
Really?
Yeah, which is really...
That's disappointing.
That is really disappointing. Makes sense, though. He's so hot.
I wonder if he has, like, weird fetishes in bed.
I bet. He likes anime.
Oh,
and I feel like that weird. Kind of shit goes hand in hand, respectfully.
Maybe he likes, like, monster porn and stuff like that.
Oh, cute.
He wants to play, like, the monster and...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Allegedly. We're not here to yucky yum. I'm just saying not. I need more evidence on the Drake front before we're just going to dive into this, like, oh, man, Drake has it all, because...
He doesn't. And he's still miserable and still lonely and wants attention.
Who the... also, you are one name Drake. Drake. Why the fuck are you sending videos like that to people?
Well, to me, and I keep putting him in the category of Nicki Minaj, I feel like they continue to forget that they are superstars.
He's like living in 2010, I think.
Exactly. And I'm like, dude, this isn't the days of MySpace where that shit can be deleted. Like, this is going to go on forever and forever. And I need you to just stop.
Not to be ageist and like...
But you can.
Isn't he like old?
Okay, bitch, what is old mean?
too old to be sending.
Oh, yes.
Videos. What are you going to say?
Oh, my God, he's like 35. Like, what? That's not old.
No, children doing that shit. Like, what are you in fucking high school? Yeah. I don't see fucking. Anyway, all that to say, it's been wiped from the internet. Not that I was trying to. Or has it? I don't know. And you shouldn't watch it.
It's going
to
end up on Grindr, I'm quite sure, allegedly.
Yeah, you've dodged a bullet. No one else needs to see it. I did it for us. It was journalism. It was research.
It was journalism.
And that's why you come here. I'm here to give you the hard-hitting news. I do the work so you don't have to.
Absolutely.
Just know that I just feel like there's some people, like, when it came out about Safari, we were like, makes sense.
We were like, he definitely leaked that, allegedly.
As soon as I saw what was going on, I was like, there's no, it just, the math is not, I'm like the meme with all the numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's not adding up.
Yeah.
But boy, the internet is just, the memes are great.
I love that.
I know.
I love that for them.
So that was my entertainment this week.
Well, I'll tell you what was my entertainment this week was watching parts of the Grammys, not the whole thing, but just watching.
Never the whole thing.
No, it's just too long, too boring. Watching parts of the Grammys. My favorite part of the Grammys was two specific pieces.
Okay.
Number one, Victoria Monet winning three Grammys. I absolutely love Victoria Monet. I've been listening to her like for years. Well, there's a, like, oh, she should have been got a Grammy. It was ridiculous that she didn't. But I was so happy that she won three Grammys, including Best New Artist. And then, of course, SZA won. And it was just so like a full circle moment for Lizzo to present her with that Grammy, because they had known each other since they were both just writers, you know, working for scraps pretty much. And she was able to award her friend. She won, what was it, Record of the Year, I think. And last year, Lizzo did. And to be able to present that to SZA, it was just, they just had a beautiful, like, little moment on stage.
SZA was robbed for Album of the Year.
Absolutely,
and
she
I will
was.
Say that with my entire chest. And I cannot, I am so tired of Taylor Swift. I don't want to see her ever again.
Yeah.
I'm done with it.
I thought you were a Swiftie, though.
No. I am a listener of Taylor Swift's music.
Okay. But you're not a Swiftie.
Recreationally. Okay. I don't know, like, I don't do the bracelets. I didn't go to the concert. Mm-hmm. I would never pay money to see her. I don't think, like, I don't know the weird little shit, like, Easter egg things she does and the hidden things in the songs. But I do like Taylor Swift music. Mm-hmm. But this, like, coked out theater camp kid, like, I'm popular because my dad has money in high school, but everyone actually hates me because I'm annoying. Energy, I can't fucking stand it. The way she pulled up Lana Del Rey on stage was so cringy and uncomfortable. The way she snubbed Celine Dion, I will never forget.
What did she
for.
Do to Celine? Wait a minute. What
you
did
didn't
she do
see
to
that?
No.
Our ladies and gentlemen, is this thing on?
I skipped all the white parts on the Grammys.
Understandable. So, Celine Dion, our queen and savior, who is dealing with all her health shit, right?
She
so
is.
She walks out on the stage, and everyone's shocked to see her.
Yeah, because she calls her, she canceled her, I think, a tour that she was getting ready to do or something like that. Yeah.
She does the speech, presents Taylor Swift with her Grammy, and Taylor Swift, like, does all this crazy shit, runs up there, totally doesn't, like, acknowledge her at all.
Wow.
And everyone was like, it's fucking Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Like, there's three major voices. She's one of them.
And even when Miley Cyrus won for Finally, which I was like, she's never won.
I can't believe
won.
She didn't have a Grammy.
It's just insane. But she was her Grammy was presented by Mariah Carey. And for her to acknowledge Mariah Carey, it was like, this MC will always support this MC. And I'm going to say it right in front of her. Like, you know, just paying homage. Like, what the hell?
Also, okay, did you see, I don't know, you skipped the white parts of the Grammys, but when Miley performed, she kind of would, like, ad-lib shit, and she'd be like, you know the words.
Yeah, I did see that.
Okay,
that
and people cute. Were like, oh, then I'm like, okay, because you do know the words.
Yeah, you
because it's Miley Cyrus being Miley Cyrus.
And as much as y'all hate her, she's an amazing, first of all, she's an amazing singer, and she's an amazing performer. And you know what I feel like with Miley Cyrus? I feel like the stardom and the pandemonium that Taylor Swift ensues with her fans should be to Miley Cyrus.
I agree. She was more impactful.
Yeah,
Miley
absolutely.
Cyrus. And
cross-generationally.
She has always been herself and will always be herself. Also, she makes catchy music that people do know. And also, you're at the Grammys performing and you just won two Grammys. You can talk your shit.
Absolutely. Especially that girl has worked very hard since she was a kid. But I loved how she thanked everybody except for her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus.
The drama. Okay, and the podcast just came out. Call Her Daddy interviewed her mom and her older sister, who's not Billy Ray's daughter, but was a daughter from a previous relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
And I haven't watched and or listened to it, but I heard it's really good.
Mm.
So I'm excited. Yeah, there's some drama because he married that like 20-year-old girl.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you work with your daughter, I feel like in fame or, you know, on TV and stuff like that, it's just never going to go good. I mean, mm-hmm. even look at Beyonce and her father, like not saying that they're a stranger or anything like that, but I think to a certain point, you as the father, you can't continue to have the father-daughter relationship because it's mm-hmm. always going to cross business lines. And it's like very seldom do men and their daughters or moms and their sons know how to separate that line.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought up Beyonce.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about the Jay-Z.
Oh, Samara Joy also won a best jazz performance for Tight, which I love. Oh, Samara Joy.
You do.
Love her.
I've heard you say that before.
Yeah.
Jay-Z went up, got his award, and just read the Grammys to Phil.
I saw that. It was amazing.
Loved it. He was like, that lady right there who wrote a whole album about how I cheated on her and probably won a Grammy.
He didn't say that, but.
He didn't say it, but we were all thinking
we
it.
We all knew it.
He basically went up there and was like, the Grammys is pretty much bullshit. A lot of y'all tonight are going to get robbed. A lot of y'all shouldn't even be in the category.
He was like, no, you don't have to clap at everything I say, even though it's right. I was like, oh.
And he had Blue up there with him, and she was just like, like, what
the? She was like, my dad's going rogue tonight.
Yeah, and Beyonce was just standing there like, I don't think we talked about this.
No. But, speaking of that, too, I feel like I was hearing some stuff or seeing some stuff about Blue Ivy and the dress that she apparently wore for the Grammys. And I just want to say this.
She's
a child. I didn't feel anything was wrong with her dress. People were talking about, oh, the cleavage was too low. And I'm like, you are already a pedophile in your brain. If mm-hmm. you look at a 12-year-old and the first thing you see is the cut of her breast around a dress, like this girl had on a whole, like somebody described
it
perfectly.
She had on like a ball gown.
Yeah, it was like a Little House on the Prairie dress.
Literally.
That had a little cut. And I'm just like, she didn't have her tits out. And the fact that you're already thinking that and thinking sexual things about a 12-year-old, you are sick. So anybody who made, I don't care if you're a woman, a man, whatever. If you made comments about Blue Ivy's dress for the Grammys, talking about, oh, her boobs were out, you're already a sick bastard because they were not out.
She looked beautiful.
She did.
And she gave me, I feel like people at award shows now are so afraid to like emote, show expression because they know they're going to be a meme. And they kept panning to Beyonce and Blue Ivy, and it was giving me everything I fucking needed.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. But Jay-Z went up there and was like, the Grammys is rigged. My wife has a literal fuck ton of them.
She has more Grammys than anyone.
Has never won Album of the Year.
And Taylor Swift has won more than anyone else, which is insane.
Which is insane.
And that's not a dig at Taylor Swift. I'm not negating that she makes cool songs for her population of people that love and support her. I'm just saying when you put her up against other people, and this has nothing to do with race. This has nothing to do with because she's white and Beyonce's black. It's the fact of artistry. If you take away their race, Taylor Swift is not a better artist than Beyonce.
I don't have like a favorite Taylor Swift album or whatever, but the Swifties, from what I'm hearing, didn't even like this album that won.
Yeah.
So it's like the people who support this girl are still like, yeah, this wasn't great. Not your best work. Yeah.
I just feel like she is not on the same level of artistry that Beyonce is on. Not even that SZA is on. Like the fact that Beyonce get like the visuals, people love her music, but people love more of the visuals attached to the music and her bringing that back. Like I feel like Missy Elliott, to me, was the pioneer of music videos. Mm-hmm. Like her and Hype Williams, they just got it. Like her genius and her creativity in these videos made you want to sit your ass down at Yo MTV Raps or, you know, TRL or 106 in Park. You wanted to see what video Missy Elliott was going to put out. And I feel like Beyonce revived that with the visuals of her album. And I feel like with Taylor Swift, it's that her name is bigger than her actual artistry.
Right. It's always these Easter eggs and this hype and all of these things, but it's never not the actual music.
No, she's not a good singer either.
The fact that SZA didn't sweep the fucking Grammy. She has had, insane. I want to say she's had a song streaming in the top 10
the entire year. Absolutely.
Off of that album.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
And what was crazy was like, I just felt like for Victoria Monet and for SZA, I hope that they never give the MTV Music Awards the time of day to perform on those stages. Because just last year, MTV told Victoria Monet's team, allegedly, that, oh, it's too early in her story. Imagine the fucking humble pie your bitch ass got mm-hmm. eaten out of. That girl just won 3 Grammys. Same thing with SZA. Oh, we didn't nominate her for whatever of the year. And she's just like, I'm not performing it. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah.
And she turns around and does what? Wins 3 Grammys. Like, I love that for those women. Even Coco Jones. I love the fact that Coco Jones mm-hmm. won for something. She won.
That's all we need to know. She won. We're rooting for everyone black during Black History Month.
I kind of wish Summer Walker would have won something. At least one. Because I felt like her albums were really good. Summer Walker.
Did you see that video going around of her crying at her? She was playing a festival.
No, I just saw when she went to the grocery store after the Grammy so she could find some stuff to cook in her ball gown.
It was when she was pregnant. She's singing at some festival in mm-hmm. In the UK, and the people are singing so loud.
Wow.
The lyrics, you can hear it clear as day. And she's like, this is like, that's what you want. Those are the people that should win Grammys.
Exactly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grammys is rigged. But I mean, if that's... It's kind of the same thing with the Oscars, how we're always like, I mean, if you're a movie star, you shouldn't really care about this dumb award if you're like getting the movies and making them and you're famous. But that's the whole, like, that's what you want. That's what you're working for. Right. When, you know,
I just feel like, too, I feel like there's a lot of political red tape behind a lot of these award shows. And I just feel like the audience, the consumers of this music should be the ones voting, not their peers. Because I feel like I remember I think it was Ms. Pat that was saying that the Emmys, only directors can nominate or vote on each other, which I'm like, no, you should give the public the opportunity to vote for these people, because we are the ones who are buying the content. You're making this content for us.
Right.
So we should be able to vote, even for the Grammys. Like, you just,
old white men with the voting.
Yes. Just like, oh, well, I mean, if you're going to do it based off record sales, you cannot convince me that Taylor Swift sold more albums than Beyonce. And I feel like all of it is streamed anyway.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying Taylor Swift albums. These kids are streaming it just like they're streaming Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm like, even her tours, she had a much longer tour than Taylor Swift. Global tour. Like, come on. It's insane.
I'm tired of seeing it. It's annoying. So I'm so glad Jay-Z got up there and said something, because he's allowed to.
Absolutely. And I think it was good. It was the perfect opportunity for him to call it out. Now, he'll never win another Grammy or award again.
No.
But that's not the point. The point is, he said it, and you can't.
And that's the same. They're going to be like, this is why we don't give these black people anything, because then they come up here and ruin our show. It's the same way when they all got pissed because Drake kept not winning Grammys. And then when he got one, he would drink champagne out of it. And he's like, this show is fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's just it's so dumb.
But anyway,
Well, I'll tell you who else I'm glad that got out what they wanted to say. Monique. Comedian Monique was on the Club Shay Shay, which is Shannon Sharpe's podcast and his YouTube show. And this week, just much like Cat Williams did, she went on there and she told her truth, which I absolutely love. Let me tell you something. One thing about Monique, I will always stand with Monique. Always. I don't care how you feel about it. Go argue with your mammy. Because I feel like, and I remember us saying this, I remember me specifically saying this about 4 or 5 episodes ago, that people did not have a problem with the message that Monique was saying. And she said this on Club Shay Shay. She said, they didn't like the messenger.
Exactly.
I'm a heavier set black woman who was calling out people's names, and they did not like it.
Mm-hmm.
Taraji P. Henson went on a whole crying tour. Everywhere Taraji went, she cried on every interview, saying the same things that so many women, even before Monique, mm-hmm. had been saying. And then recently on The Breakfast Club, Charlamagne Tha God, or Leonard, I love that she calls him Leonard. It's hilarious.
That's his name?
That's his government name, is Leonard McKelvey.
That, I am almost as shocked as when I found out that, who's the one who shot Megan Stallion Foot? Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez.
Daystar.
Yeah.
Leonard?
Leonard.
Lord. Mm-hmm.
So he gave a really backhanded ass apology. And, you know, Charlamagne always says some crazy ass shit. But this one, I absolutely disagree with him, because he made a comment. He said he gave a backhanded apology. And then he said, well, you know, Monique and Sydney Hicks, I apologize to y'all for being in your business. I had no right to be in your business.
Period.
Exactly. But he says, but I really hope y'all heal from this. First of all, stop asking or telling anybody what they should and should not heal from. Because here's what it equates to. When you tell a black woman who's been wrong corporately and through networks and studios and all this other kind of bullshit, when you tell a black woman that, then that means that you have to tell every black person in America, get over slavery. Because he said, oh, if you keep talking about it all these years later, that means you're not healed. Well, then tell that to the black community then when it comes to slavery. Tell that to the Jewish community about the Holocaust. Tell that to the men and women who died and their family members who are now dealing with the remnants of 9/11 saying, don't forget, never forget. Mm-hmm. Like, what? How, like, who the fuck are you to tell somebody to move on from something, but then let somebody say that about slavery? You'll get all up in arms, though. So be very careful about the rhetoric that you say out of your fucking mouth with these microphones, because it's bullshit.
It's also really dismissive and condescending, because it's like, she's not saying, it's an emotional thing, but she's just saying, this is the facts, I should be paid, we should all be paid more, we're doing the same work, we're making these numbers. Mm-hmm. But when you say, I hope you heal, it makes it this like dismissive, she's being emotional.
I hope you can heal
from this. That's not what this is.
Somebody could have killed your brother.
That is the most man shit I've ever heard.
Somebody could have killed your brother, and you could still be talking about it 30 years later. Justice for my brother.
I hope you heal.
I hope you heal. Are you going to tell that to Trayvon Martin's mother and father? Are you going to tell that to Mike Brown's mother and father? Because they keep talking about it? Because it's a very real thing.
I may start using that. Bitchily. Two people I don't like. I do like that. I hope you heal.
I just think that's a...
That is a dig.
It's a straight dig, and it was a roundabout bullshit ass apology, because you really weren't sorry. The fact that Monique went on this show and said, first of all, he asked her about things that occurred. Okay. And it's a very real thing. When you're in an interview, it's not like Monique just sat there and just opened up a can of worms. She's being asked questions. And if people are asking her questions, it's a topic of conversation that needs to continue to have until it is changed. Again, i.e., Taraji P. Henson went on a crying tour. There were rumors about that, allegedly, I saw this, I don't know how true this is, but it was some rumors out that Oprah and the network or whatever was going to, or the studio was potentially gearing to look for a lawsuit on Taraji P. Henson because they felt like her press tour junket was very demeaning to the movie and how I think what the budget was $120 million.
Not defaming... I'm going to sue you for, defamation.
It is defamation. Defaming. Yeah, exactly. And so I think, and the thing is, Taraji didn't say anything different than what Monique said, but it was because Monique came with a very straight face. Mm-hmm. She was not emotional. She was saying things very calmly, but because she is a bigger blacker woman that y'all don't like, that she's aggressive. She's just too much. She's so difficult to work with.
She should be happy with what she's getting.
You should just be happy to be at the table, bitch. And then again, people forget the fact that this woman sued Netflix. Not only did she sue Netflix, that her lawsuit was able to go to a trial. They settled.
Yep.
And I think people forget, too, that Monique wasn't talking about, oh, well, they didn't pay me as much as Amy Schumer. What I heard, my perception, that wasn't her point. Her point was the fact that out of all the shit that she has done, the fact that a studio of this magnitude would dare come at her with a $50,000 check saying, this is what we're going to offer you.
Yeah.
You offered me scraps. And Taraji P. Henson said the same fucking thing. I feel like every single movie I do, every project I do, I'm starting at zero. Again, Viola Davis said the same thing. She has a resume comparable to Meryl Streep. And honestly, her resume is a little bit better because Meryl Streep ain't got an EGOT. There's only a handful of people who got EGOTs in the world. And Viola Davis is one of those. And the fact that you would come at this Oscar-winning, Tony Award-winning, Grammy-winning, what's the other one? Grammy, Tony, Oscar, Golden Globe, whatever the fuck. Anyway, Grammy, the fact that you...
Tony, Oscar.
And Tony. Right? Yeah, so I got them all.
EGOT.
But the fact that you would even come at her with such a low salary... It's fucking insane because you wouldn't dare go to Amy Schumer with that. Mm. And that's the part that she was saying. Then also two people were like, the way she, Tiffany Haddish made a comment on when she was doing an interview with somebody and she brought up Monique's name or Monique's name was brought up or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Tiffany Haddish, allegedly, this is what Monique was saying, you know, was just like, oh, well, I don't do business like Monique and I don't have that husband of hers.
The last person who should be commenting on anyone.
And that's what Monique said. Well, Tiffany Haddish, if you had a husband like mine, maybe you wouldn't have two DUIs right now. Ooh. I was like,
and that's why you should keep your mouth shut.
Okay. Then she said, well, you know, and if you had a husband like mine, maybe you wouldn't have the appearance that you were sexually assaulting children. Ooh. I said, oh, okay. The truth hurts. If you can't say amen, say ouch. All I'm saying is Monique's story has been solidified this entire time. She has not veered from the script. Okay. And even too, when she told Shannon about the recording that she has with Tyler Perry, mm-hmm. of him saying, yes, I lied about it, blah, 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 whatever the case may be, whatever that was on the recording. She said to him, now, what did you hear? He was like, he said it. She said, no, who said what? No. I don't need you to co-sign uh-huh. with me. Tell the people exactly from what the fuck voice, you heard.
Because obviously they don't want to hear it from me.
Is it, so he was just like, what?
He's like, now you got Tyler Perry mad.
He's like, God damn.
That's what you wanted. This every couple of years, a new internet show or like an interview situation happens, mm-hmm. and that's what people want. You want the ratings, you want to get people fired up.
Yeah,
you can't make everybody happy.
No, you can't.
She deserved that platform, mm-hmm. to go and say whatever the fuck she wanted.
And I think too, like, you can't tell somebody when to get over something, and just because somebody talks about it all the time does not mean that they're not over it. Let's just be honest. Let's go back to the civil rights movement. Okay, they were talking about equality and all these kind of things, forward movement. If they didn't continue to talk about it for decades, mm-hmm. we wouldn't be where we are now, which is why they're trying to erase everything that was done with the civil rights movement. But even getting certain laws passed, let's look at Roe v. Wade. If they didn't continue to talk about abortion care, yeah. and medical care for women, that wouldn't have lasted for 30 years, and they had to keep fighting it every single freaking year. So I'm just like, I don't understand why all of a sudden a black woman says something and then all of a sudden she need to get over it. I'm just so tired of her talking about it. No, mm-hmm. bitch, the more she's talking about it, she's actually helping your ass. She's helping all y'all. Because again, if you don't call the shit out and you don't hold people accountable, how are you ever gonna get it fixed?
Never.
Exactly.
Sometimes you gotta beat a dead horse.
You really do. And because it's, you gotta beat it back to life.
Oof.
It's ridiculous.
She's preaching today.
I'll tell you what else is beating back to life. Issa Rae. Issa Rae says, I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of this fuck shit. Y'all canceled my shows. I'm over it. And I don't blame you, Issa Rae. Issa Rae, as you know, she had the Misadventures of a Black Awkward Girl on YouTube, which then turned into the series
Our
Insecure.
Favorite.
Oh my God, for 5 seasons. It was
God,
absolutely amazing.
So good.
And then she created Rap Shit, which was recently canceled by HBO, and as a result of that, she has now secured she announced that she has secured some investors for a new studio, and she's trying to create her own studio so that way she's able to put out more content under her name and things of that nature, so that way less things will get canceled.
Not only am I excited to see what she's gonna do, I'm so excited to see what she's going to find to make from other people.
She needs to find this
original
podcast.
Content. Oh yeah, we're here.
I don't understand why nobody has found us yet.
I don't know.
Probably because you don't post every day, but it's okay.
I have gotten better about that, first of all. And second of all,
you did this week, you were on it.
I need to talk to my psychic about it, I guess.
That was the first question you should have asked her.
Did you ever watch that documentary about Miss Cleo?
Of course I did. It was absolutely amazing.
That was so good. What a time.
Somebody's supposed to be playing her, though. There's a biopic of her that's supposed to be happening. And Sanaa Lathan is going to be playing her.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She's back?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And you know, anything Sanaa's in, it's going to be a 10. 10 out of 10.
I love her.
She's an amazing
And she might have been Beyonce queen.
I think it was really Tiffany Haddish.
That would make a lot of sense.
The way her behavior is.
Erratic.
When you have the Wayans brothers saying to you, you were a teen too much. That's how you know, bitch, you too much.
The best way to throw people off your Allegedly. Scent would to be like, oh, I saw this crazy thing happen to Beyonce. I don't know who did it.
The crazy thing is not to say anything at all.
I know.
That's the better thing. Don't say anything at all, because as soon as you say something and you enter the word Beyonce, people are automatically it's going to cause a frenzy. So yeah. Just don't even. Like, yeah. it's too much. Speaking of don't even, who are you voting for or predicting that will win the Super Bowl? As you know, that we're recording on Sunday, so the Super Bowl will be out and the winners will already be there, but
I hope Usher wins.
I hope the 49ers win just for
I'm
the sake
tired
of
tired of the Chiefs.
Tired of Travis and Taylor. I'm sick
get
of
it out of here.
I'm sick
get
of it
out.
I just hope the 49ers win just so that way we don't have to see that fuck shit.
Also, hate to like be a fucking broken record, but do we remember Patrick Mahomes' brother sexually assaulting that woman and we're allegedly. All just over that? It's on video.
I know, allegedly. And his dad just got arrested.
And his dad just got arrested and Taylor's over there and their dad, which, I don't know. They're just, the whole thing is icky to me.
Patrick Mahomes is the whitest, blackest ass man ever. His family is
so. Those babies are so white.
I'm like, bro, keep your family inside. Like, just, this is why when you get fame, you just got to cut your family off.
I know.
Fame and fortune.
So I'm ready for some new blood.
I think the 49ers deserve to win.
I think so too. Did you see how much the suites are going for? Did you see all the stuff with Christian McCaffrey and the buying of the suites and stuff? $2 million for a suite.
I know Chad Ochocinco was like, you see how much some tickets are? I ain't got time for that, man. I still shop at Target.
Well, yeah, and a lot of it's bringing into conversation again. All the players are like, yeah, I literally can't afford for my family to go see me and sit all together because these tickets are so expensive. Insane. It is insane how disgustingly expensive the Super Bowl has gotten.
But you know why? It's because people will pay.
Exactly.
People will find the money somehow.
Disgusting. And it's in Vegas. Are you kidding me?
Oh, Vegas is going to be lit. I hope they called in some reinforcement on their police staff.
If you crazy. Can you imagine how much strippers are making in Vegas this weekend?
Oh, a shit ton.
God.
Shit ton. If Drake's there, absolutely.
Drake? I wonder if he's going to lay low. I feel like he loved the fact that this shit got leaked.
Absolutely. And in time for Super Bowl. Because
no one was talking about Drake.
That's what I say. He's an attention whore. Every time he feels like I'm not trending on Twitter. I have to do something. Let me show my dick. Let me go get lipo. Let me go get a BBL. Let me go do something. And I'm just like, sit your weak ass down. Yeah. God. Allegedly you got those things on. I'm just saying
that he got called out in a diss by Meg Thee Stallion. Allegedly, maybe.
Got the same scars.
And then, wow, your massive dick is leaked online.
I don't even think it's his. I didn't see it. I would like to see it, but no.
If I find it, I'll send it. Okay.
Not really. You won't send it because you're not going to distribute porn.
I wouldn't. I will think about.
That's something that Drake's penis is not something that I need to see.
It's not
on this planet.
It's only a topic because everyone's like, "There's no like it." Just the math ain't mathing.
Well, you could just tell.
It's now my Roman Empire.
It just seems like he leaked it himself, allegedly.
That I wouldn't put it past him.
He's like, "Oh, somebody hacked." Keep looking though.
The same way he wasn't hiding his baby from the world, he was hiding the world from his baby.
Yeah, he kept that under wraps, but couldn't keep his dick under wraps. Get the fuck out of here, my guy. I was hiding the world from my son from the world. Shut up.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anything else you need to talk about before we get out of here?
I just only want to say that I watched this movie on the plane, and I'm trying to think.
Oh, Dune 2 is coming out. And it better be better than Dune 1, because Dune 1 was trash as fuck.
Well, that was setting the scene.
Oh, it was a horrible ass scene.
Okay, I watched this movie called Past Lives. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it? Mm-mm. Okay. It was so interesting. I would call it original content. Basically, it's these two kids from Korea that are just like little kid, like puppy love. They're best friends and they love each other. They're like 10. And the girl ends up immigrating to Canada, then the States. So they lose track. They get back in touch with each other. They kind of always loved each other, but then life happens and she ends up getting married and he has another relationship and then they meet back up again. Mm-hmm. And it was just it was a good move, good story, like a feel-good movie, just an interesting take on, like, life doesn't fucking make sense sometimes, and you think, like, wow, I could have had this whole other life. What would have happened? But now it's not, and it's this, and what do you do? That's cool. And it was very interesting.
That's awesome.
So if you want a movie, feels like a movie.
I did finally see The Angry Black Girl and Her Monsters.
What the fuck is that?
It was a very weird movie.
Black Girl and her mom. I've never even heard of
it. The young lady who stars in the movie, she is the daughter of Queen Latifah's character in The Equalizer on TV. Leia DeLeon. Can we go one podcast
without bringing up The Equalizer?
No, this is coming back on.
Yeah. I should watch it on the
podcast. I'm excited for the new season. So yeah, The Angry Black Girl and Her Monster. So basically, it's this girl. So Leia DeLeon Hayes, she plays a girl named Vicaria. She basically is super smart, and she's obsessed with death. And so there's so many, she lives in the inner city, and so there's so many kids that are being shot and killed all the time. And so she just wished that she had the power to bring these people back to life. So she has this little science lab and everything that nobody really knows about. Her brother, unfortunately, gets shot and killed. And so she basically takes his body and tries to revive him.
Frankenstein?
Pretty much, yeah, in the new age. And so when she does it, he ends up being a monster because she starts to like try to put his skin back and his face back. But it's not gruesome. It's you can tell it's all fake and shit. And it's not scary. But she basically gets more than what she bargains for with regard to trying to. These muscle relaxers are hitting me. Anyway. Do you not see me struggling to keep my fucking eyes open?
I'm trying to just follow your story here.
Yeah, I'm trying, but I don't know where I'm going with it.
My hangover just reignited in myself, so I'm trying to just focus on what... You know what? One day we'll both take them and come on here to see what the fuck happens.
Ooh, I'm struggling. I don't typically take drugs or muscle relaxers.
And this is why.
But goddamn, my eyes are getting heavier and heavier. I'm like, my eyes start melting into the chair.
You remember those videos? And I was like, this is your brain on drugs.
That's what I feel right now. So anyway.
I've never heard of that, but it sounds very interesting.
It was an okay movie. It's not something that I could go and watch again, but I don't know what it got on Rotten Tomatoes, but it got a 5.4 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's not good.
85% on Rotten Tomatoes.
There you go. I'll watch it.
But, I mean, it was really good acting, but I just felt like the storyline was very weird. I'm like, black people in death, we don't deal with death like that.
Where did you watch this?
I watched this on my iPad.
Okay.
I think it was Netflix. It was either Netflix or...
We have got
sorry.
To end this episode.
I'm sorry. It was on Netflix or Amazon, one of those. But it came out last year, and it's only an hour and 32 minutes, so it's not
it's not a show, it's a movie. Yeah. Got it. Okay, yeah. Add it to the list.
It's a movie.
You are a nut. Well, that's all I got. I'm really excited to see Usher concerts tonight. The Usher concert?
Yes, at the Super Bowl. I'm predicting the 49ers to win. You're predicting who to win?
It's got to be the 49ers. I can't do another Chiefs win. But I feel like that's scripted.
Yeah,
it's just the Taylor Swift show. And like, ugh, the sports was the one thing that could be Taylor free in this world. And now it's not. No, true. Nothing's untouched.
Yeah.
I just hope both teams have fun.
But I still hope 49ers win.
Yeah. The 69ers.
Absolutely. All right, y'all. Well, y'all have an amazing week.
Spread love.
Spread love. Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off.
Oh
my God.
My muscle relaxer hit my ass quick.
We got to get out of here.
Is this what it feels like to be on drugs?
Yes.
I wonder I never take this shit.
Well, it's going to feel good when you go to sleep. You're just going to pass out.
I just want to at least eat something before I go to bed.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowley. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released.